podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Jeremy, what'd you see?
I got a couple observations. My first is I started going back to the gym.
Ever since Emily went to the firefighters calendar
tryouts. That's, that's the motivation.
Wait, whatever it takes, buddy.
It's motivation.
But so you the went thing one
is,
day.
Yeah, one and a half. And the thing is when I go, it's like 2 p.m, not real busy. But when I do go, there's a few ladies in there. It's mostly the Silver Sneakers crew.
The mall folks. Walkers?
Yes, the mall walkers. But I was in there yesterday, and I noticed about 3 or 4 ladies on the treadmill, and they were done up to the nines. They were well put together.
Yeah.
And they're on the treadmill at like, oh, a 4.5, 5, you know, brisk walk. But their hair, big Texas hair done up, full makeup, mascara, nails done. And I just was like, really?
And
at
these
the
are the
gym?
Like the grandmas.
No, these are women 30 to 40 years old,
oh,
probably.
These are the
done
moms.
Up. And that's why I was like, there's really nobody to be impressing at the gym during Silver Sneakers time. There's nobody here. Why are you so dolled up? This is not the place
to be.
Well,
look, they got your attention, didn't
they? Well,
they,
yeah, in a bad way.
No, not in a
yeah,
bad way.
Yeah, I was like, really?
Can I ask you something? Because you take little Reed to school.
Yeah.
And I've got friends of mine who are single moms, and more than one has mentioned that same kind of effect in the drop-off lane.
Yes.
Taking kids to school.
That was my observation number two. When I was off a couple weeks ago, I was taking Reed to school in the morning, and I had never really experienced this, but you see other dads kind of wandering in. We're in our softy pants and flip-flops, and we got a ball cap on. We're like, yeah, let's just get the kid to school. But the ladies,
hey,
at
ladies.
7 a.m, dolled up. I mean, they look like they are going to a fancy picnic or something. Dresses and hair done and makeup on. And again, don't get me wrong. They looked beautiful. But at 7 a.m, dropping your kids off at school.
Can I stick up for the ladies? I just want to throw something out. Because especially the 2 p.m. gym, I sometimes have been that girl. And here's why. Because I work early in the morning, and so you just go home, you put on your gym clothes, and you go to the gym. So maybe that's why they have makeup on. And then maybe when they're dropping their kids off, they're about to go to work, so they're looking
possible.
Number one stunner.
Maybe,
it's possible,
maybe.
But I've talked to some moms about this who don't do that, and they say the thing in the morning is that you are being judged by all the other moms.
Correct. Oh, that's well, why I think
yeah,
you do it.
She said
that
she
too.
Said it's tall. She goes, I am
I'm a better
judged.
Mom than
she
you.
She goes, I am judged poorly.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think it is.
Because the way
yeah,
I look.
It's mean mommies and
she
the competitiveness.
She puts her big sunglasses on and hunches down she's a little bit
her.
In the seat.
In her stained sweatpants.
Trying to hide a little
man,
bit.
Man, we're just damned if we do, damned if we don't. Because if you do show up, maybe in your softy pants and your big sunglasses, oh, look, at she's such a slob.
Well, that's well. The thing is, I stumbled across this comedian. His name is Tom Papa, and he has the perfect scenario and analogy for this, and play it, Tom.
You see the moms in my kid's school trying to out-hot the other moms. Hilarious. Trying to be the hot mom. They must 7 a.m, they show up, dressed to kill. To be the hot mom, are you high? No kid wants their mom to be hot. When you're a kid, you don't want a hot mom. You want a blend-in mom. Just a flowered house dress and wobbly bingo arms. Right? Aww. Big sloppy mom boobs. You curl up in her like a cinnamon-scented beanbag chair. That's a mom. And I got news for you. If you are the hot mom, the other moms aren't calling you hot. They're calling you a whore.
Oh.
It's good to be a guy.
God, ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Hey.
Now, I said, Jeremy, you were going horse shopping, but that's mm-hmm. not real. Are you going?
I guess you are. It depends on how much they are. I kind of am in a way. My parents are looking to get a horse. My mom loves horses, grew up with horses. My dad loves horses. So we're going out to Franktown, which is kind of out by Castle Rock, tomorrow. I had no idea the Dumb Friends League has an equine center out there where they have seized horses. From like, you know, drug raids
the
or malnutrition.
Stories and, are gnarly. Yeah.
And they nurse them all back to health. And apparently they're in awesome shape. And you can go get a horse for like $500 or something. So
wow.
We're going to go look at horses. I think that's kind of fun. I'm going to take Reed out there.
Do you know the first thing about horses?
No, but they do have a horse ownership 101 class out there.
Don't
that
ever
I might,
say 101 on this station.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That I might go to. There's a trailer loading seminar.
I think that is just fantastic.
I think it's great. I do, but I just want to make sure. I don't think you.
It's not for me, but.
I don't think you need to be.
I'll go pet the horses, though.
Pet the horse, yeah.
They got donkeys out there, too.
Take Reed
out.
Maybe I'll get a donkey.
I love the way that there are people who use horses when they're working with kids to kind of as therapy. There's therapeutic horse riding for kids with various ailments.
Horses are awesome.
They're majestic. They're huge and beautiful, and they're like from another planet.
Very cool. And on top of all of that, since you're going to be in Franktown, you can stop at the Stagecoach get a burger and a beer.
You rave about that place.
I love the Stagecoach. That's all one of my hangouts.
All right, maybe I'll get a donkey and ride it to the Stagecoach.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.